Seattle has about 12,000 3- and 4-year-olds. About a third of those kids go to preschool. But that's going to change. Last November, voters approved Proposition 1B. It funds more high-quality preschool. Andrew Jay is the founder of one startup preschool called Tiny Trees. They aim to open their first classes in September of 2016. He told Marcy Silman his 3- and 4-year-olds will go to preschool in the park.
All the things that you can do in an indoor setting, you can do in an outdoor setting. And so you will see a lot of the same activities. You know, we'll be having snack time. You know, we might have nap time on summer sunny days outside. We might do nap time, you know, indoors in the rainy days in the winter. But a lot of those teaching activities, how children learn reading or math or science, all that is through interactions with their peers and through interactions with adults and through play. Kids 3 to 5, their brain is this amazing collection of synapses and everything is connected to each other. So when they have a stick and they say, this stick is a telephone or this stick is a magic wand or this stick is to conduct an opera, that symbolic play is how they'll learn, oh, this squiggly line can represent a letter or this squiggly line can represent a number. And you can do that type of play indoors or outdoors. There's no difference.
So you just mentioned snack inside when it rains, mm-hmm. but I, you know, mostly if these are in the parks, it's mm-hmm. mostly outside. So realistically, what do you do when it rains?
So we wear these amazing one-piece rain suits. We have a shoulder from the, or a zipper from the shoulder to the knee. And you can layer up whatever you need underneath them. So if you need to turn into a snowsuit because it's really cold, you can put big puffy layers. If it's like spring or fall, you can wear, you know, light wool layers. And then we keep our curriculum as all play-based, so it's about movement. And children will be moving between sites. They'll be staying warm. We might play games on really cold days that involve, you know, dance and sing-alongs. They'll sort of be warm-up activities. And then if it's really raining, you know, those days in the fall where you just get, you know, an hour of big downpour, we might go under a picnic shelter or a rain shelter that we put up.
Bathroom time. The bathrooms aren't always so great in the Seattle parks.
Yes, so some parks we'd be bringing in temporary bathrooms, and other parks we would be making sure that our staff are cleaning and that those bathrooms sort of meet standards. You go to places like Discovery Park or Carkeek or even Camp Long, and there's clean, modern public bathrooms that sort of would meet licensing standards, and then there's some other parks where they don't. And so we know that some of our parks are going to be licensed and will offer full 6-hour preschool and will, you know, hopefully be receiving those city subsidies. And then some parks might only be half day and have temporary bathrooms and offer a 3- or 4-hour program.
How has Seattle Parks and Rec responded to the idea of preschools running through their parks?
They're pretty excited about it. The new director that's coming in, Jesus, comes from an education background. He used to be the superintendent of Seattle Parks. And Christopher Williams, the interim superintendent, is really committed to creating parks that reflect the needs of the community. And right now, the community has such a need for quality, affordable education. And the city is really trying to find creative ways to meet that need with a very limited budget. You know, we only have so much money that taxpayers are able to give towards education. And Tiny Trees, we're able to address that facility challenge while also making preschool affordable. Like our schools are typically 20 to 25% less than your traditional preschool.
So essentially, there's no heating bills to pay. You don't have to put a roof on the building.
There's no IT person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not to take anything away from you, mm-hmm. Andrew, but you're not the first person to have this idea of preschool mm-hmm. outside. There are forest kindergartens mm-hmm. in Germany, Scandinavia, and actually Vashon Island, just mm-hmm. off the Seattle shores, has an outdoor pre-K. There's another at Washington Park Arboretum. So how does Tiny Trees compare to those particular efforts?
We very much reflect that forest kindergarten movement. But what we really want to do is take that movement mainstream. We want to show that an outdoor preschool can meet the same academic outcomes and the quality standards that, say, the city of Seattle's preschool program is looking for. We want to make it accessible to low-income families by gaining licensing and by becoming a provider for the state and the city's subsidized preschool. Ultimately, I think there's a lot of value in mixed-income classrooms, and I think that you know, the city is now at a point where we could have the funding to make that possible.
That's Andrew Jay, founder of Tiny Trees, an outdoor preschool startup here in the Seattle area. He spoke with Marcy Silman. Tiny Trees aims to open their first classroom in fall of 2016.